Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So y'all head out to an Airbnb, right, on a family vacation? And everybody seems to be fine with using the same soap.
Oh.
You're gross. Right? You're gross.
Well, soap is soap.
Well, I think the theory here... The theory here, I'm guessing, and I haven't read the email, is that the soap is self-cleaning. So if you use it and then somebody else uses it, technically it's cleaned all the time.
I don't know if that's scientifically correct.
I don't know either.
I'm not a doctor, but that doesn't sound right.
I think depending on the circumstances, it's not gross.
I don't know, man. You ever see, like, there's a lot of stuff that sticks to that soap.
Absolutely. Okay.
You know?
Yes, it is.
Well, how are you using the soap is what I need to know. That'll change everything.
Well, I want to know what's on your body that's sticking to soap.
Well, some things fall off sometimes.
What?
What is falling?
Skin cells? How hard are you scrubbing? You
know skin cells, hair.
Oh,
you know
pubes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's what we were getting at.
Yes.
All right, so just a quick Google before we get into the email from self.com. Sure, there are probably some germs on your bar of soap, because that's what I wanted to know. Are there germs on a bar of soap? The bulk of germs on your bar of soap are probably from your own skin, says a dermatologist. It's estimated that about half the cells in the human body are bacteria, and a lot of those live upon your skin, helping to make up what's known as your skin microbiome. And then other microorganisms like fungi are also part of this environment.
Okay, so you're using it on yourself. No, that's not even the question here. No problem. But If all that bacteria, yada, yada, yada stuff is on there and you're sharing that soap between four or five different people, y'all are sharing your yucky, yada, yada, yada-ness.
But as soon as you lather up, the soap repels the yuckiness. That's how soap works.
Yeah, but it sounds like if you're getting little curlies up in the soap, then you're using the soap up against your body. That's what a wash rag is for.
Which a lot of people do, we've learned.
But if you don't use a wash rag, you're literally sliding that soap like it's a credit card, a credit card right up your butt.
Not necessarily. I've been places before that didn't have like washcloths, and to use a bar of soap, I lather it in my hands and use the lather in my hands to clean myself. I don't feel like the soap itself does enough with the lather, so I lather it and then use my hands and put the bar of soap down.
Well, that's what I do with my hands. At a bar of soap if I don't have a washcloth. What?
I just think you guys are gross individuals.
You don't mind leaving little curlies in the soap.
Even the idea of sharing somebody else's soap is really gross to me.
Well, so, get this, up until the 50s in England, they shared bath water.
This is in the 50s and we're not in England.
Both ways.
Some people still do.
You mean even in your own family? What if you have one bathroom, four people? You're going to have four different soaps?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Where do you put all the soap at?
All right, if it's me and Tiff, my fiance. No problem. She could put her bacteria all over me. Me and my 16-year-old son, no thank you.
You know, that does change things.
Right? All right, so let's even get into the email here, because that's what I think we're talking about.
I've heard your debates over the years, like the one about wiping your butt standing up versus sitting down. And of course, the great washcloth debate. I figured this debate I'm bringing to the table would be right up your alley. My entire family thinks I'm overreacting, but I think they are grossly underreacting. My immediate and extended family went on our annual family vacation right before school started. We always get a large beach house, and it ends up being my mom and my dad, sister, two aunts, and their husbands, and several cousins. It's quite a crew. We ended up with 12 people this year. I went to take a shower and realized that there was only one bar of soap in the shower. It was a community bar of soap. That means like 8 people had used this soap before me. I couldn't bring myself to use it. The next day, I ran to the grocery store and got a bar of soap for each person and carved their initials into them.
That's being a bit dramatic.
They monogrammed them.
Literally, everyone in my family thought I was being overly dramatic. Not one single person had an issue using one bar of soap amongst all of us. I thought it was nasty that the soap my uncle used all over his body would be rubbed all over mine. And before you ask, we are white and nobody uses a washcloth.
Thank you for the clarification.
That's important information.
Uh-huh.
That means a whole lot of butt cracks were seeing that one bar of soap. Please tell me I'm the one being sane here and that it's my family and that is absolutely wrong for using one bar of soap.
I think your family's a lot closer than my family. That's what I'm getting at.
That is nasty, man.
I just feel like that bacteria is going from body not entirely being cleaned off and then going to somebody else's body.
100%.
I mean, I think it's still clean. I think you're still clean. I don't think like you're spreading germs. But the idea of the soap that was in your uncle's butt crack being on your body, I can understand why that would be off-putting.
But in Alabama, this is fine, right?
Totally. 100%.
Why not just get some shower gel at this point? That's all you really got to do.
Lots of loofahs.
I just text Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, yeah?
He hasn't hit me back yet, but I'm asking him to come on and settle this.
Oh, he's probably in the middle of neurosurgery. I'm sure he'll pause it.
I mean, the patient's on anesthesia. They can wait. I also wrote, I know this is a huge abuse of me having your number. All right, so until Sanjay calls us back, okay. It's gonna have to be just we're at a tie. Okay.
All right. You're on the Burt Show.